Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joakim. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting third. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Cecil Travis. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jake Powell. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Stone. Batting seventh. The catcher, Cliff Bolton. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Aussie Bluge. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Earl Whitehill. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The third baseman, Marty Hopkins. Batting third. The second baseman, Tony Pete. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. And now, play ball. Joakim is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up towards first. Bonura settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe takes first base on ball four. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins takes first base on ball four. Radcliffe moves to second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to third. Hopkins moves to second. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura takes first base on ball four. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer fields it and throws to second for the out. Radcliffe scores. Hopkins moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Simmons moves to second. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a pop-up towards third. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Powell moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete fields it and throws to second for the out. Powell moves to third. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons bunts towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Sewell moves to second. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Radcliffe for the out. Sewell moves to third. Two outs. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-0 in the game. Pete hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitehill for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-1 in the game. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bonura hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Powell. Bonura reaches second base with a double. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bluge fields it and has Bonura trapped. There's the throw to Travis and over to Meyer, who tags Bonura for the out. Simmons moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Simmons. The throw from Bolton and he is out, Travis applying the tag. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Travis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0-for-1 in the game. Powell takes first base on ball 4. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Powell moves to second. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 0-for-1 in the game. Bolton hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-1 in the game. Bluge hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Powell scores. Stone moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons. Whitehill reaches second base with a double. Stone scores. There goes Bluge trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. It's Senators, 2, White Sox, 2. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lynn Lowry now playing shortstop. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Powell, who is chasing the ball. Sewell reaches third base with a triple. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-0 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Whitehill scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lyons for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Sewell scores. It's 3-2, White Sox. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Joe Quel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quel is 0-for-2 in the game. Quel hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simmons who is chasing the ball. Meyer reaches third base with a triple. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Travis strikes out. Sewell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Travis out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 0-for-1 in the game. Peete hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-2, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Bonura hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-2 in the game. he's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Bonura moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bonura scores. Appling moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Sewell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling scores. Haas moves to second. It's 6-2, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. Haas moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bolton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hopkins strikes out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Bolton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Travis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 3 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Powell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pete scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cecil Travis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Travis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Travis takes first base on ball 4. Jake Powell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Powell hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Travis fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Powell. Radcliffe reaches second base with a double. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hopkins hits a fly ball into left field. Maynish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Peete hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Radcliffe scores. It's 7-2, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Bonura hits a fly ball into right field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Stone is called out on strikes. One out. Cliff Bolton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolton is 0 for 3 in the game. Bolton takes first base on ball 4. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Peete fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.